says means biyodim mechuberis, when they're still attached to the ground, then asura. Worms that are growing in the vegetable itself is also mishumashot asharos haloritz. That's called attached to the ground. So when it creeps inside the cucumber, is like creeping on the ground. Therefore, it's also. So first, let me bring you proof. The Tani Chodo, one brayta says haloritz loitzias azizim. When the pasuk says kol asharos asharos haloritz, when it says this word haloritz, it comes lafuke hazizim. Lahuke hazizim shebadoshim. Mashna come text clued plays these type of worms that are found inside the lentils. That's muta. Yeah, aloritz loitz yes hazizim shebadoshim v'yesayatushim and the bugs shebechlisin. That type of beans, other type of beans, and v'tila shebetzmarim, or else the insects you have inside a date. Or else we have Ubishab Gregorus, or we have dried out figs. So that's one brisa. It says that these worms you find inside them are mutatit. For Tani, another brisa says no. Kol Hasheris Hasheris Aloritz is Lerabbis comes to include Telas Shebikrizasim, the worms that are found by the roots of an olive tree. The Shebikrigafan are found in the roots of a gefen of a vine. So my love isn't chutzastira. One place say it's mutu, one place say it's also. So my love, we're talking about edvidi v'peri. Both are talking about where you find these worms in the pre itself, both in these in the beans, or else you find in the olives or in the grapes. So it's a stira. One says mutu, one says also. Tell us must be hobi avia. When it's too attached to the ground, and the chanami then takes also. Rosh lobi avia. That's the first price says loitzi comes to exclude that they're mutu. That's when they're not attached to the ground anymore. You see, the worms inside the priest depends whether it's attached or not. So much lower, that's not the pshat, maybe. Maybe I'll tell you, EDV, DV are there. Both cases are talking about where they're attached to the ground. So, how come the first ones are mutter? The lekash is no stira. Or the peri, or biloni. It could be not like Shmuel. That the worms are only in the fruit. Since the fruit is not on, even though the fruit's attached to the ground, but lemaist, it's called in a fruit. So therefore, that's mutter, it's not called aloritz. But that we say it's also, that's talking about in the tree. In the tree, that's called more attached to the ground. So that's called a shelter, shelter, aloritz. And the Gemara says, Hobbidon Gufa, and they can now bring you proof of this. Tiktoni, as I said before, when it's also, Tila Shabikri Zesim, Shabikri Gafanim Shramina. So where is it also? When you find the worms in the roots of the tree itself. So much we're talking about the tree itself. So by the tree itself, then takets also. If it's not in the tree, if it's in the fruits, it could be even though the fruit is still attached to the tree, that's not called sherot asherot aloritz. And right now, it's like it's bottled to the pre, so this type of maybe it's muta. It could be it's not approved to Shmuel, it could be not like Shmuel. Shmuel says as long as the cucumber is attached to the ground and you have the worms creeping inside it, it's also. It's called sherot aloritz. It could be not like that. If it's only in the pre, maybe the pre is still mutter. It's only when it grows out into the tree itself. The tree is also. Gemara says, Yeboi Rabbi Yosef. Yosef is Shalat. Yeboi Rabbi Yosef. Parsha Umei Samal. Let's say this bug, wherever it is, starts to, the insect that came out of the fruit, and it died right away. Before it started to creep on the ground, it died right away. But it came out of the fruit, so what's the halacha? Is it called the sherot asherot aloritz already? Or maybe no, since it didn't start to creep yet, maybe it's mutter. Miktsos, what's going to be miktsos mahu? What's going to be if half of it came out, and half did not come out? Rashi says what? Mao, heiz mi amrin and kivon de loy hol cholav sherot aloritz, or dilma loy bin in shritza, yeah. The Mitzvah Masha says, Mihevik Kula Yadum Mebin Kula. From his intimacy to Lame, as long as it comes out, Yechayiv, what's going to be if only half comes out? Are Yechayiv for that oath? The Mitzvah Kula not. And then, Liaver Oyla Mahu. Rashi says, Liaver Oyla to the ear of the world means Pirshim and Apri. It came out of the fruit. Tolish Liaver. It's like hanging in the ear. For Kodim Shagilot, before it comes into the ground, Kotham Fib, you start to eat it. Sentinslaim appears from Mesa Materis, Shum Dainer, ruya l'rochesh, it never was able to start creeping. Avol chaya, the ruya l'rochesh loy, for here it came out alive, and really it could have creeped. So even though it didn't creep yet, maybe he'll be chayiv. So what's all about teku? All these shallows are tekus, if that's called the shalat hasharas aloritz or not. Boy Ravashi, legat tomorrow. Let's say again that this worm came out of the date and came to the top of the date. Legag tomorrow came to the top of the date. Rashi says, Mitoicha pirish legaga. From inside the date, it started to creep out to the top of it. So, Mir Mina, do we say, Haina Ravisa, Rashi says, that's the way it grows. Or do we maybe know, Kishara Slagabe Dov Rachadomi. It's like on top of the fruit. So that's called Agabe the Pri. Maybe then you'll be Chayiv. Yeah. Lagag Garinasa Maho. Let's say it goes to the top of the pit. Rashi says, if you want to say the date itself is called the Gufa, that's the way it grows, what's going to be if it goes on top of the pit, maybe? And it's different. By to me, tomorrow, let's say the worm goes out from one day to another date, what's going to be? Take, let's also Shaila. Is it be called the Sheretz, the Sheretz, or not? Omer Rav Sheshes Grade Ravidi. Kukuni Asire. This worm called Kakuni, Rashi says, Taloyim, Sheb Kovid, Sheb Shebreya. The worms that's found inside the animal's liver or inside the animal's lungs, he owes it also. This worm is also. Kakuni Asire, my timer. Miyam also. It's not the pshat that was grown in the animal, but rather it came from someplace else that was first sure Taloritz, and then the animal ate it. So that's why it's Talosa. Maskal of Ravashi, I Miyam also. If this worm came from outside the animal, that he ate it, lishtakach derech beisereya, then what are you doing finding it inside the liver, inside the lungs? You should have found it in the tract, going out in the intestines, you should have found it. Yeah. So, since you found it inside, in mashma, it was created in the animal. And so it's not called the shirat ha-shirat ha-lorot then. Then it should be muta. And ikad yamri something like this, ikad yamri yomar av shisha b'red ravidi, Kukuni shor, you know the opposite. If you find these worms in the liver or in the lungs of an animal, it's mutatidit. My timer, mina gavle, for sure was created in the animal itself. Rashi says, godly minabema, grew from the animal itself. And therefore it's not called the sheretzorets yet. Therefore it's mutatidit. Omer Ravashi says, pshito, that's pasha like that. Because the mayal makosi, if the worms came from outside the animal first and the animal ate it, you should have found it inside the intestines, in the derech raya, not inside the organs. And the other maskona is kokri yasir, no, that we hold tight that this worm found inside the liver is tachosatit. My time, what's the reason? Menim nayel v'yayele b'yisayu. Rashi says, menim nayel b'yisayu, kishvem yishon, the animal was sleeping, Nichnasa b'chotne, went inside its nose, or misham from the lakona, went into the pipe, into the lungs. The covet, ilkach le'mishtakech be'abesrei, that's how it got in there. Enechnami, if he ate it through its mouth, you're right, it should have come out through the track. But he didn't eat it. It came in through his nose. So that's why it went into the lungs or into the liver. So if you have to be afraid for this, therefore it's the loss. Vilchosak l'kuni yasira. My time was the most to made him nayim when he was sleeping, went into his nose, the ayalei b'yosayim. Now, taloyim darni debisra asira. Let's say you have, it means taloyim, these worms. The darna debisra, if you find him between the skin and the meat of the animal, is asira, now let's eat these worms. These worms are also to eat. The kavra, let's say the worms you find in a fish the same type of way, shayin, then you're allowed to eat. So, male revina li'imo. So Ravina said once to his mother, Ivuli, give me this fish, like with the worm, if you are no echo, let me eat it. So he held talk like this story, let eat it. So, Malay Ramashashi, bread the Ravacha, the Ravina. So Ramashashi, the son of Ravacha, said to Ravina, Maish no mehoda tanya, like why is it different than we learned? When the Pasuk says, V'yesna ve'losom tishaksu, so we dash in this Pasuk to say, means the Rabbi says, Adonana shevabayma, that these worms found inside the behema is also teat. So you see that lacha like an aved, like a sheket. So what's the difference whether you find it in an animal or you find it in the fish? In both places it should be also. So what should be the difference? Why is the mutter? So He answered back, Amulay Hokhayash, what one have to do with the other? Tehema Bishitu the Mishtaya. Habhema needs a heter of Shita. Rashi says, Vielusha Godla Basaicha, these worms that grow inside the Behema, Ashla, this before you made a Shita, Bol me Sura came from an Isaiva Minachai. Well Shita said Behemalayahan will be do Shriashtam Khis out of their own life to it. But even though a shlil, the baby or the animal, is mutter b'shchita, that's because of a special pasuk. But here it stays with b'sura. So since these worms were created in the animal, and have like an issa shchita on it, and therefore since you don't do a shchita on it, it remains b'sura. Ma'ashen kein, the Ma'ashen says here, ha'ashen kein b'shchita d'mishtar, yivhani midloi ko mahani lu shchita b'yisura yukayomim. These worms remain with the issa on it. Avol dogim, but fish, there's no issa to eat fish. You don't need a shchita. Just gather them together with smutat eat. Therefore, when these things were grown like, they were grown better. Therefore, these worms are mutat eat, are grown on the fish. Terabon, one like this. The Pasuk says, Hoy v'chal gicho agochoin zenach. It comes to include the word the snake. Kol is the rabbis hashush, this type of a snake. Anything like it. Al arbo zel akrav goes on the scorpion. Kol holich l'rabbis esachifushis v'yesadoyim l'chifushis. Mabur aglayim zenadol. Ad kol is the rabbis esadoyim v'yesadoyim l'dayim. Anything like this, any type of a thing, like the snake, they're all also, they will be yisurei. Natani, we learned, Reb Yosi ben Hadu Moski is oimer, Leviathan, the big fish, the Leviathan, doctor, it's a doctor. She never, the Pasuk says, Gavu Afikim Miganim, Tachtov, Hadudei Cheresh, so that's this, Afikim Miganim, Elu Kashkashim Sheboy, that has scales on it, and Tachtov, Hadudim Cheresh, Elu Snapirin, Sheperach Bem, it has its fins that flies with skin, moves with. So the kids are Leviosna, the dark Torah, has these two Simonim Tyro, therefore it's Torah. Yeah, alright. Hadrun Alech, Elo Trefus, yeah, we'll stop here.